Okay, Rabotai, today's daf is daf yud, and we're up to the third line. And again, these are halachas psukos that apply in all sorts of different scenarios with regard to chametz. Tzibur echad shel chametz ulefanav shnei batim bedukim. So there's only one pile in this case of chametz, and the mouse is going to take that chametz from one pile and is going to enter into one of two houses. Both had bedikah already. Asa akbar v'shakal, v'lo yadana ilahai ol. We don't know which house he went into. And hainu, this is equivalent to a Mishnah Masechta Taras that deals with tumah, shnei shvilin. So you have two pathways, two roads. We know that there's a mess that is buried across the road, such that the person who went down that road certainly was mahil al mes, certainly contaminated himself. But we don't know which of the two, that each one respectively went down a different shvil, a different road, which one actually went down the road with the mess in it. This non shnei shvilin, echad tamei v'echad tar, v'holach bi echad mihem. V'osataros, u'bochaver v'holach b'sheni v'osataros. So Ruvain went down one pathway, and then he touched Taros, and then Shimon another pathway and touched Taros. Rabbi Yehuda omer nishalu zeh b'fnei atzmo v'zeh b'fnei atzmo. If Ruvain comes to ask, what's my status? He comes alone. Shimon comes and asks, what's my status? He came alone. Tahorim Shneim. Rabbi Yehuda says that since each one, Ruvain and Shimon, has a Cheskas Tara, we could be Metire both of them, because a Safek does not remove a Chazaka. But Bevas Achas Tmeim, if they both came to ask the question simultaneously, we know for sure that one of them is Tomei. We cannot be Metire both of those, because that would...
Blatsky couldn't hear you for some reason, so I'm putting him here.
Okay.
So he can hear you. He can see you, but...
So that in a case where they both came to ask the question together as one, then we cannot paskin that each one is Tar, because we know that one of them is Tomei. As long as each one comes separately, then... If each one comes separately, then we could paskin for Ruvain, and Ruvain get his psak, and Shimon got his psak. But we cannot contradict ourselves with one psak for both of them. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Benkach Hu Benkach Tmeim, even though each one came separately, nevertheless, we cannot be Mitar both of them, because again, we know for sure that one of them is Tomei. Amar Rava, V'item Rabbi Yochanan, we now have a tradition from Rabbi Yochanan that clears the pathway for this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Bivas Achas, if they both came simultaneously, Reuben and Shimon, to ask, what is my status? What is our status? Is Divrei HaKol, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Tmeim. But Zecharzeh, if they came separately, Divrei HaKol, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, Tahorim. Lo nechliku ela beba lihishoel ola v'al chavero. Only one of them came, but he asked, what's my status and what's my friend's status? So Reuven asks about Shimon as well. Rabbi Yossi midami le levasachas. According to Rabbi Yossi, since we have to give one psak for both of them, insofar as we are paskining, we are paskining for both of them, according to Rabbi Yossi, again, even though only Reuven showed up, but he's asking not only about himself, but what's the status of Shimon. So that's as if they both came together, because he formulated the question and he asked for Hora for both of them. And therefore, we have to be Metami both of them. But Rabbi Yehuda Medami Le Libazecher Zeh. Rabbi Yehuda says we don't have to give a psak to Reuven on behalf of Shimon, meaning we don't have to paskin for both Reuven and Shimon. Let Shimon come into Bezdin. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda compares it to a case where they each came in separately. We can apply Cheskes Tara to each one of them. And we don't have to answer the question about Shimon, because now Reuven's in front of Bezdin. And when Shimon comes into Bezdin, then we'll deal with Shimon. Okay, now let's just apply this to the case of the mouse that took a piece of chametz into one of two batim. Each one of the batim, if they bali batim, comes in to ask the question, we could paskin for each one of them, that since the bedika was done, it creates a cheskas baduk, and we don't require bedika, because we're going to assume for each one individually that the mouse went into the other house. But if they both came in together to ask the question, and Reuven and Shimon are both asking, do we need another bedika? And the answer is going to be yes. We're going to require a bedika for both of you because of Shnei Shvilin, that if they came to Vasachas, we matami both of them. Since we know that one of them is for sure Tommy, we have to be matami both of them. Here too, we know that one of the houses received the chametz, and therefore we need a bedika. If Reuven came to ask about his house, does he need bedika? And at the same time, he says, well, what about Shimon? So in such a case, that would be a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Next case, Suffolk all Suffolk Loa. We're not sure if the mouse went into the bias baduk or it didn't go into the bias baduk. So there's only one mouse in this case. There's only one house in this case. It sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. And we don't know if the mouse went into the house. Is Hainu, that's the machlokes of Bikar. Again, we're in Masechta Taros. And we have machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon. Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Taros, HaNichnas LeBikar. There are many fields contiguous one to the other. The Mosak Shomim. And during the Mosak Shomim, there are very few people that go into the fields because it's very wet out there, very muddy, and they're planting and waiting for the growth. And the Rishus HaRabim don't go there. So we have a situation of Rishus HaYochid. And in general, the principle with regard to Safek in Rishus HaYochid is that Sveiko Tomei in Rishus HaYochid. Now, Tuma Besada Plonis, we know that there's a mess in one of the fields in this entire Bika, this whole area. And we don't know, right? Vituma Besada Plonis, Tuma Besada Plonis means that there is a mess in one of the various fields. We're not sure exactly which field. The Omar Echad, and one person, we'll call him Reuven, declares, Halachti b'makom alaz, I went in this particular place, v'eini yodem nichnasti b'oso sada, I'm not sure if I went into the field where there's tumor, where there's a mess, v'im lo nichnasti, or perhaps I didn't go in there. So wait a second, I made a mistake. I said, I'm already fast-forwarding here. I'm so torrid over this internet business. I said before mistakenly that we don't know which field has the tumor. That was a mistake. Cross that out. We know exactly which field has the tumor, where the mess is. But he says, I don't know if I entered into that field where there's tumor. Rabbi Elezer Mitayer v'Chacham Mitamim. Now, according to the Chacham, I understand very well. We have a Safik Tum Rishus HaYochid, and we apply that universal principle of Safik Tum Rishus HaYochid, Sveiko Tome. Why does Rabbi Elezer say Tar? Shahoy Rabbi Elezer Omer, Safik Bia Tar. Safik Maga, Tuma Tome. Rabbi Elezer says that this principle, that Safik Rishus HaYochid, Sveiko Tome, that only applies when I know he went into the place where there's Tuma. That's called Vare Bia. But Safek Maga, he doesn't know whether he touched, he came in contact with the tumor. Then we're going to say Safek Tumor Shusayach and Sveiko Tome. But in a case of Safek Bia, where he doesn't even know if he went into the Rishusayachid, then we're going to say Ukmi Gavra Cheskase, he has a Cheskas Tara, and he's Tar. That's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore here, in a case where we have one Soda in the Bikkur that has a mess, but he doesn't know if he went into that field or not. That's called Safek Bia. And Rabbi Eliezer says that it's Tar. Now, what about the case of Chametz? We don't know if the Achbar took the Chametz into the house or didn't go into the house. According to Rabbi Eliezer, for sure you wouldn't need Bedika because the Bais has a Cheskes Badr. But what would the Chachamim say about it? So Rashi says that according to the Chachamim, even though Safek Tuma Rishus HaYochid is Safek Tame, is Sveiko Tame, even in the case of Safek Bia. However, in the case of Chametz, we're not dealing with a Doraisa, because as you recall, we discussed yesterday that Midoraisa Bibitol Bialma Sagile. And that you'll see on the third line down from the top of our Amud, here on Daf Yud. And therefore, if he makes Bittel, he lowers the level of the Suffolk from a Doraisa to a Drabanan, and the Chacham would agree that in a case of Suffolk Bia, we don't know if anything went into the house that brought Chametz into the house. Then, since the house has a Cheskes Baduk, you've already cleaned out all the Chametz, therefore, Ukmi Bayis Becheskes Baduk, and he doesn't need a Bedik. So in this case, where you don't know if any animal took in chametz into a bais baruk, you don't need bedik even according to the chachamim. Then, al ubadak velo ashkach. The mouse took chametz into the house, and therefore you went ahead and you checked, and you're looking for that piece of chametz that was brought into the house. Velo ashkach, he didn't find it. Plugta de Rabbi Meir v'Rabbanon, this is a machlokas in a Mishnah Masechta Nida. In a case of Tuma, Hoya Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Dovar She Becheskas Tuma Li Olam Hu B'Tumaso Achi Vadi L'cha Tuma Hechoni. If you know that there was Tuma underneath, let's say, a pile of stones, and it was a Kezayis Bosom in a mess, and now you look, and you don't find it. So Rabbi Meir says, until you find it, or until you can tell me exactly where the Tuma evaporated, it didn't dissipate into the thin air, then it's got a cheskes tome. Chacham omrim, no. Bodek asher magia l'sela o l'karka besula, he's tar, he does a bedika, and he looks all the way down, he digs down until he gets to a point where it's solid rock, or it's untouched karka, so he's done an adequate bedika, the best bedika that he possibly could have, and therefore we assume it's tar, somehow the mess was taken away. And now, by analogy, we're going to say that in the case of chametz, where the achbar went into the house, you check now looking for the chametz, you didn't find it. According to Rabbi Meir, you might say, well, we're not going to rely on your bedika because we know that the house had chametz in it. Just keep checking and checking and checking until Mashiach comes. Oh. But that's only in a case of Do'oraisa. When we're dealing with real Tuma Do'oraisa, we know there was a mess there. You cannot assume that the mess was removed. You have to do a Bedika. Here, in the case of Bedika Chametz to Rabbanan, of course, Midoraisa, Bittul Baal Masagi, even Rabbi Meir would agree that you check, and if you don't find the Chametz, that's enough. Next case. Ol Ubarak V'Yashkach. the mouse took a piece of chametz into the house, and you went in and checked your house, and you found a piece of chametz. Can you assume that that one single piece of chametz that you found, in other words, you didn't check the whole house, you checked room number one, and you found the piece of chametz there, is that sufficient, and then you have a right to assume that that piece that you found in room number one was the piece that was brought in by the mouse? Bepluta, the Rebbe, Rab Shimon Gamliel. Again, back to Tumah. The son, you have a brisa. Sodesh and Evan bar Kever. We don't know exactly where the burial took place within this field. Hanichlas l'stochot saf tami. Everybody agrees that we have to apply the principle of safik tumah shusay yochet tzveikot tami. This is a private area, and maybe he was mahil ala kever. However, nimtza bar kever, what happens if after they lost the kever, they found the kever? Now we have to determine, is that the same kever that was lost? Is hanichlas l'socha tahor? According to Rebbe, if a person goes in there, he's tahor. Why? Because kever shoved, who kever nimtza? That which was lost was now found. I don't have to assume that this is a different kever. And we still haven't found the first kever. It's not enough to assume that since you found the kever, that must be the same kever that was lost. Maybe this is a different kever. And therefore, you have to be bodik the entire sada to make sure that there's no other kever there. And by analogy, in the case of an achbar that went in with chametz, now you found a piece of chametz, Rebbe would say there's no need to look beyond, you can assume that piece of chametz that was taken in by the achbar is the one that you found. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you're going to have to do an entire bedikah on the entire house. You have no right to assume that for sure this piece of chametz that you found now is the piece of chametz that was brought in. It might be a different piece of chametz at all, and therefore you have to be bodik the entire house. Next case. Hiniach tesha Umatza Eser, he had 9 pieces of chametz after his bedika, and now, lo and behold, he wakes up the next morning on Erev Yontim and he finds there are 10 pieces. Do we assume that another piece was added, or do we assume that this is a whole new bag of 10 pieces? Pluto, the Rebbe Rabbanu Disanyu, went to the Brisa, Niach. Mana, now we're into the laws of Maaser Sheni. So you put down 100 zuz, which is called a mana of Maaser Sheni gelt. Umatza Masayan. And now he finds that there are 200 zuzim. So then Rebbe says that which is intuitively logical. Chulin Umaaser Sheni Muravim Zebazet. We assume that somebody brought money of Chulin, added it to your 100 zuz of Maaser Sheni, and now you have a taroves, a mixture of Mos Maaser Sheni and Mos of Chulin. Chacham, or am I called Chulin? Chacham say you don't have to worry about the possibility that maybe amongst these 200 zuz, 100 of them is the original 100 of Maaser Sheni that you placed there, because a person doesn't add Mos to Maaser Sheni. He must have removed the Maaser Sheni money, and this is a whole new bag of 200 zuz of chulin. Now, by analogy, we go to chametz. According to Rebbe, he had 9 pieces of bread that he found after his bedikah, and now, lo and behold, he's got 10 pieces of bread. So we have to assume that one piece of bread was added to his 10. And we could be told that the 9 are the 9 that he found during bedikah. So there's no need to do another bedikah. We don't believe that it's a new group. But chachamim, they're afraid that maybe the original 9 were taken away. You know, some weasel took away the 9 pieces. And the 10 pieces that he's seeing here were brought by somebody else. So now he's got to look for the original 9 pieces. He's got to do another bdika. Next case. Haniach eser umotza teisha. He put down 10 pieces, and now he finds only 9. That's always the big headache after bdika. Hainu sefer. Again, a machlok shin Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'm sorry, Rebbe and the Chachom. The Sayyim, we learned in the Brisa, Niach Masayim. He put down 200 zuzas of Maisa Sheni Geld. Umotza Mana. Now he only finds 100. Is then we assume, according to Rebbe, Mana Munach, Umana Mutal. The original Mana of Maisa Sheni that he, again, he put down Masayim, but the Mana that he, that he finds now, right, is the mana, half of the Masayim that he originally put down. It's Maisa Sheni. The other mana he must have taken away. That's Rebbe Shita. Baruch Hachom say no. He would never take away half of the Masayim. That's a chazaka, and we could always assume that he would have taken away the entire Masayim. So therefore, if we assume so, what is this mana that he finds over here? Is this mana is chulin. So that's the case of Hiniach Masayim. What's a mana? This is not the same mana, half of the Masayim that he put down originally. It's chulin. The original 200 zuz of Masayim was removed from here. Now if we apply this to Chametz, according to Rebbe, we're going to assume that when he has 10 pieces and now he only finds 9 pieces, Rebbe's going to say that we assume that one piece was taken away by a chulda. Now he has to go back into his house and check, but all he has to find is that one piece because the rest of the 9 pieces are still there, are still hidden in that place. They're not, they weren't brought back into the bias, but according to the Chachamim think that the 9 pieces here are a whole new bag. And therefore, he's going to have to look for all 10 pieces that he originally put down, because the assumption is that the weasel came and took the 10 pieces and brought them into the house. Next case, Daf Yudam in Beis, he niach bezavis zu umatza bezavis acheres. He left a piece of chametz on the northeastern corner. Now he finds it on the southwestern corner. Can he assume that that's the same piece? Plugta de Rab Shimon ben Gamliel for Rabbanan d'Snanya. Kardom sha'ofad ofad babayis. Okay, there are two cases here that they argue about. One case is where he had a certain shovel in his house, and now he can't find it. The other case is he had a shovel in the northwestern corner, now he finds it a shovel in the southeastern corner. Is according to the Rabbanon, the Tanakama, is a bias tome. Why is the bias tome? Shani Omer Adam Tomei Nichlas Hashem Unitolo. The fact that he cannot find the shovel in his house, it must mean that somebody came into his house and took away the shovel. And if that be the case, let's assume that that person who came in might be a Tomei. We don't know who he is. We can't identify him. So now, while he was in the house, he went around to all the Kalim, and he might have had contact with all the Kalim, and he was a Tomei. He's therefore, that's called Habayis Tomei. Reb Shem Gamliel Omer, Habayis Tar. Why? We're not going to assume that somebody else came in from the outside and took away the Kardum, but rather, Ani Omer Hishilo Li Odom Achav Shachach, he actually lent it to somebody. He forgot about it. He forgot that he lent it to someone. Oh, and if he finds it in the other corner, not the corner where he put it, we have to assume that he probably put it, replaced it in a different corner, and now he doesn't remember. But there's a piece in this braisa that's missing here. Zavis Mandekar Shmei, Rav Shmuel Gamliel mentions a second case of Zavis. You have to fill in a few extra words here. Kardum shavin v'bayis habayis tomei shani omer odom tomei nichnas l'shamanitolo. Oh, k'sheinicho. Bizavizumato, Bibizavisacheres, Abais Tomia, Neomer, Adam Tommy Nicholas Shaman and Tolo, Vibizavizu, Viniach, Vinichobizavisacheres, according to the Rabbanon. If you don't find it where you put it, if it's lost completely, or if it's in a different part of the house, we assume that somebody who was Tomei came in, and he moved it around, or he took it, and therefore he was Matami the Bayis. Roshingam Liel Omer, HaBayis Torah, Shani Omer, Shilo Liach V'Shochach, O, Shenitolo, Mizovizu, V'Niach Mizovizu, V'Shochach. We assume, says Roshingam Liel, that he probably took it out of the house, or alternatively, in the case of Zavis, he moved it from one side of the house to the other, and he doesn't remember. Now we apply this to chametz. So we have a case where he left chametz in one corner, now he finds it in another corner. According to the Chachamim, the Tanakama, we have to be worried that perhaps, just 1 second, the Chachamim say that what? Let's go over this, that Habayis Tamei, and why? Because we assume that the Kardim was removed from the Bayis, and a Tamei came in to remove the Kardim. So now we're going to say that the Achbar came in to the house, and he took the Chametz. And if that be the case, if he took the chametz, now I find chametz, I have to assume it's a different piece of chametz that he brought in. Or if it's a different zav, it's a different piece of chametz. So I'm not finding that same piece of chametz that I knew was there beforehand. I need now a bedikah in the entire bais. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he holds that we're going to assume that the person himself picked it and took it out, or he put it from one zavis to the other, and therefore what he finds now is exactly the same piece of chametz, albeit in a different corner, but it's the same chametz that was just moved from one corner to the other. Therefore, I don't need a bedika. Amar Rav Achbar shenichnas v'kikar b'fit. We saw the mouse go into the house with a piece of chametz in its mouth. Nichnas achram v'toshom pirurin. So he runs in looking for that piece of bread. He must have scared away the mouse. But what he found is crumbs of bread. Tzarech bedika. We're not going to believe that those crumbs are from the same piece of chametz that he saw the mouse bring in. It's not usual for an achbar to make pirurim, because an achbar will eat something, or he'll put it into his hiding place. And therefore he has to assume that he hasn't yet found the chametz that was brought in by the achbar. But v'rava omar rava batinok, in the case of a baby, nichnas v'kikar biyado, v'nichnas achrav u'mitzoh perurin, he runs in and he doesn't find the child, but he finds crumbs. Is ein tzor pedikov v'neshadakos shel tinok lefire. A child will crumble up a piece of bread, and therefore you're finding the crumbs of that very same piece of bread, and therefore you don't have to assume that the child had a different piece of bread which is somewhere and requires another bedik. Boy, Rav has a sofek, achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. V'achbar yotze v'kikar b'fiv, mau. We see the mouse go into the house with a piece of chametz's mouth. Now we see it run out, and it's the same mouse. Is me, I'm reading, hide the oil, the hide, behind who hide the nofak. Shall we say that this is the same mouse? So whatever he had in his mouth, a piece of chametz he took out, and therefore I don't need bedika. Odil machrinu, maybe it's a different mouse. Again, even though it's the same color as the original mouse, you know, one was white, one was brown, 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 white, 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 white. But nevertheless, maybe it's a different mouse, and we have to find that piece of bread that was brought in by the first mouse, and therefore we need a bedika. Imtim Salomar Hainu Al Haidiol Vahainu Haidinofak. Okay, look, both the mouse going in and the mouse going out looked identical. They look like twins. So then he doesn't need a bedika. But Achbar Lava Nichnas Vikikar Befiv, the Achbar Shachar Yotse Vikikar Befiv, Mao. Now we know it's not the same mouse, because the mouse that went in was white, and now the mouse going out was black. Is Hai Vadi Achrinu, for sure, this is another piece of bread. In other words, the white mouse, you know, brought in his bread into the house. The black mouse took out his bread, but we still have to find the bread for the white mouse. O Dilma, can we say, Armuye Armemine? What happened is that one mouse scared the other mouse. The first mouse that had the chametz dropped the loot, and the second, more aggressive mouse now picked up the chametz, but it's the same piece of chametz. And Tosis mi amrina de hainu old hainu hai di ol hainu hai di nofak is a filler of Shimon Gamliel the Amriti body called Sada Kula Hachara Glaim Lidover Shehu ima kika. In other words, even though Rav Shimon Gamliel is worried that maybe there's another kever, and even though you found the kever, we don't assume it's the same kever that got lost. But here, since the mouse went in and the mouse came out, and they're both and they look the same, we assume it's the same. It's Reglaim Ludover, we assume it's the same mouse and the same piece of bread. Further, Rav Ezra Sofik Imtim Tzolamak Barim Lo Shakli Ma Dodi. We're not going to assume that the Achbar came in, the black one, and took it away from the white one. And it's not the same piece of bread, but Achbar Nichnas V'Kikar B'Fiv. Chul V'Yotza V'Kikar B'Fiv Mao. It's very unusual for one mouse to steal from another mouse and, you know, put fear in. But in the case of a weasel, which is a larger rodent, we have room to believe that the weasel came in, scared the mouse away, and took that piece of chametz. And therefore, Mao, Chulda Vare Meakra Shkalte, there's no question in our mind that the Chulda took it away from the mouse. The mouse is small. O Dilma, Achrinahu. Maybe the Chulda is coming with its own piece of chametz. It's not the chametz that it grabbed from the mouse. And why? We have reason to believe so. Tiyam Isa de miachbar shakalte is achbar b'fiyo havi mishtakach. He should have found the mouse in the mouth of the weasel. If the weasel is attacking a mouse, why give up on the mouse for the sake of the bread? Why not grab the mouse itself? And therefore we think that these are two different occasions. You know, the mouse brought in his chametz, and the weasel had his chametz, and he brought it out. Furthermore, intim tzilomer, if you'll assume, dim isa dim achbar shkalti achbar b'fiyah mishtakach, why isn't the weasel holding on to the achbar in its mouth? What about this case? Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. Okay, the mouse goes in with bread. Chul de yotza v'kikar v'achbar b'fi hachulda. Now this is strange. We would have expected that the chulda would have grabbed onto the achbar. The achbar is holding on to the chametz. The chulda runs out, and we should have imagined. We should have witnessed that the chulda is holding on to the achbar in its mouth. The achbar is holding on to the bread. Hachavare iuhu. Shall we assume that for sure it's the same piece of bread that was brought in by the mouse? O Dilma, well, should we ask the following question? If Isa de Iuninu, if it's the same achbar with the same kikar that's now being carried in the mouth of the weasel, is kikar b'fi achbar mishtakach havi boy ishtekuche? The kikar should have been inside the mouth of the achbar. Why is it that the weasel is holding on to the achbar on one side and the chametz on the other side? He should have been holding on to the achbar with the chametz inside the mouth of the achbar. Odilah, should we say no? That doesn't prove a thing. We shouldn't be susahu denafalu shkalte. Meaning, when the weasel attacked the mouse was overwhelmed with fear, so he dropped the loot. He dropped the chametz. And now the chulda, the weasel, picked up the achbar and picked up the chametz. Tzteku, all these questions remain unanswered. Now the Ravid is of the opinion that in all these cases we don't need Bedika. Why? Because Midaraisa Mibitl Bialma Sagi, and after he makes Bitl, Bedika is only a Drabanon, and Sofik Drabanon Lakula. But the Rambam has a different Shita. In Chavetz Umatzah Perek Beis, the Rambam holds that we always passing like the Imtim Salomar. And therefore, in the case of Achbar Nichnas V'Achbar Yotze, you don't need a Bedika. In the case of Achbar Shachar Nichnas V'Achbar Lovan Yotze, here, we're going to need a Bedika, because the Gemara has an Imtim Salomar that if it's a different Achbar, or for example, Achbar Nichnas V'Chulde Yotze, V'Kikar B'Fiyah, once again, we're going to require Bedika because there was an Imtim Salomar that argued that the Chulda should have been holding on to the Achbar, not just to the Kikar. So it must be a... So that's the way the Rambam is going to apply this principle of Halacha ki Imtim Salom. Boy, Rav, Rav has a suffix. Kikar Mishmei Korah. When we were children, we used to play something called rafter baseball. I don't know if you remember that. You know, it was a rainy day in camp, and there was a rafter, you know, going across. So we used to throw up the ball. Who could get the ball to bang on top of the rafter, you know, and how many times would it bang before it fell down? Anyway, he was playing rafter chametz, and he threw the chametz up, and it landed on the rafter. And now the question is, tzarech sulam lo rida, you know, it's going to be a whole hassle for him to bring a ladder to get that chametz down from on high. Oh, ain't so. Maybe we'd say that me amrinu kuli haylo truchu rabbanon. The rabbanon were not matriach him so far that he has to get a ladder to climb up and bring down that chametz. And the Gemara now analyzes the suffix. Kema delo nachas mi nafshe lo asi lemichle. The whole reason for bdik is he might come to eat chametz during Pesach, but here the chametz is not going to fall by itself. So what are you going to tell me? He's going to climb up on a ladder to grab the chametz and eat it? I mean, he'll remember it's Pesach. Oh, Dilma, zimna dinafli, it could fall by itself. V'yasi l'michle, and then he might come to eat it. Im tim tzaloma de zimna dinafli v'yasi l'michle, if you're going to be machmir. And you're going to say that kikar b'shmei korah requires bedika because we're afraid that maybe it'll fall from the rafter and he'll eat it. And the tircha, the rabbanu woman matriachim, is bibar tzarech sulam alosa o ain't kikar bibar. What happens if he has a subterranean ditch and there's chametz there? Does he have to take a ladder to go down to the bottom of the ditch and bring out the chametz? Oh, ain't no tzarech, it's too much of a tircha. The Gemara says, hacha vadei de lo avide de salka benafshe. You know, the chametz is not going to float up, you know, through the air and come out on its own. It's not like the case of Kikar B'Shmei Korah where it might fall down. O Dilma, Zimdin Dinochis Lemevit Tzarchev Yossi Lemichle. Maybe sometimes he goes down to the bottom of the bar in order to take care of whatever he has to take care of, like he uses it as storage to keep things cold. And while he's down there, maybe he'll eat the Kikar. And if you want to be machmir in this suffix, then maybe he'll go down to the bottom of the bar to do what he has to do, take care of his needs. Then we're going to require him to do bdika because otherwise he might eat it while he's down at the bottom of the bar. Kikar b'fi nachash. What happens if a serpent is holding on to a piece of bread in its mouth? Is tzarech chaver lo tzio? Does he have to hire a professional charmer, a snake charmer, you know, they play the flute or whatever they do to charm the snake and get the chametz out of its mouth. Oh, or should we say, eino tzarech? You know, this is already going too far, that he has to hire a professional snake charmer. Begufei atzrichu rabbanan, the chiyuv bedika is with your body, you have to go ahead and find the chametz. But here, there's no way you can, you know, you can get the chametz out of the snake without whatever, you know, dying. Is but moni lo atzrich rabbanan. So to have you know, call, open up the Yellow Pages directory and find, you know, the local snake charmer who's going to charge you a bomb of money, that was not required. Or dilma lo shna, maybe the mitzvah is bein begufei, bein b'mamone. Teku, all these questions are left unanswered. Now, if you take a look at Tosas quickly, Divya Maskil Bimamonilo Chechu, Tosas bothered by a Gemara that we had on Daf Dalet. There the Gemara says, Nichale Linish Lemevin Mitzvah Bimamone. Which means that if there's a Maskir and a Socher, and you don't know if the Maskir did the Bedika, no, I'm sorry, if you know that the Maskir did not do the Bedika, then the Socher is Chayiv in Bedika, and can the Socher claim, well, it's going to cost me money to do the Bedika, I have to bring in a professional Bedika team and pay them 1,000 shekel, and this is a Mekach Tos, you sold me, and I assumed it was Becheskes Badu. So the Gemara says, Nichale Linish Lemevid Mitzvah Mimone. He's perfectly at home and comfortable with the fact that he's going to have to pay 1,000 shekel to have the Mitzvah Bedika accomplished. And here the Gemara says, no, we're not going to force him to hire a snake charmer, because b'mamone lo etrachu rabbanon. So Tosis answers, hacha dafka, the shema yotzi'ena, o yochlena. We're not going to force him to pay money to hire a snake charmer in a case where we think the snake might even take it out of the house, or might eat the bread. And therefore, we can introduce this far, that b'mamone lo etrachu rabbanon. And now we start the Mishnah here on the daf, on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. And the Mishnah quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there are three different times for bedikas chametz. Bodkim orli arbasar ubarbasar shachris. Again, where the piece of meat that he found during the bedika? Maybe they somehow got lost, so he do a second bedika in the morning. Ubishas habir, and then at the beginning of the sixth hour, when he's about to burn his chametz, he should again do a third bedikas chametz. This is how the Gemara understands Rabbi Yehuda and the Havamim. The Gemara is going to later on rewrite the text of Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham omrim. No, there are three times for bedika, but you only have to do one bedika. Lo bodak orli arbasar, if you didn't do bedika the night of the 14th when you're supposed to, then your fallback position is you've got to do that first bedika when arbasar in the morning. Lo bodak arbasar, again, he missed the boat on the 14th of the morning. Is yivdok betoch hamoed, he has to be bodak whenever he has a chance to, even during yotiv itself. Because again, we're afraid that he might inadvertently eat chametz. He's got to clear it out. And some interpret that besoch hamoed means during the course of the sixth hour. Lo barak besoch hamoed yivdok li'achar hamoed. L'achar hamoed in this context, according to that second interpretation, mean from the seventh hour and on. But afterwards, lo yivdok. Umashe mishayir, yanichen b'tzinah kidei shalotei yehei tzorach b'dikach. After the b'dikah, make sure he closes up, very carefully locks up the chametz. Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda require, in the Havamina, three b'dikos? Rabbi Chizur, Rabbi Barhuna, the Amit Shavai, they say that the Torah uses words that indicate and mandate getting rid of your chametz three times. Keneged shalosh hashbos shomer Torah. Number one, it says, lo yirah lecha chametz, lo yirah lecha sar. Okay, that's in Shmos Yud Gimel Pasuk Zion. Get rid of your chametz. Number two, there in the same perek, but in Pasuk Yutes, it says, shivas yom siyor lo yimotzei bevatechem. Once again, indicating that you have to clear out your house, get rid of all your chametz. And a third pasuk there in that same parak, which is in pasuk Tezvav, it says, "Ach b'yom arishon tashpisu siyor mibatechem." Get rid of your chametz. So three different lashonos of hashbasa were said by the Torah regarding chametz, and therefore you need three different bedikos. Masiv Rav Yosef, I have a brisa that says Rav Yehuda Omer kol shelo bodak b'shlosha prakam alol shuvein bodek. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about something else. He's talking about arguing against the Chachamim as to when is the latest time for Bedika. And the latest time for Bedika, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is B'shas Habir, meaning the beginning of the sixth hour. Mikanvi Eilech, Hudup Alma, Mikanvi Eilech, Hudup Pligi. The entire thrust of the Machlokas here, as indicated by this Brisa, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is only whether or not there's a chiyuv bedika beyond that third time period. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have three time periods, and if he messed up on all three, then there's no point, and we're not going to allow him even to do a bedika beyond that. We don't want him handling chametz. But the chachamim hold that even after the zman abir, you can, if you didn't implement the bedika, you still have to, you have to do the bedika. And therefore, the Gemara is going to reframe the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The machlokas is not how many bedikas you need. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you only need one bedika. But how many possibilities in a fallback case, we didn't do this bedika in the right time, does he have for bedika? Rabbi Yehuda says up to three, meaning the last possible time is Shas Habir, the sixth hour. Beyond that, there's no bedika, and we'll see why in a minute. And the Chacham say, no, if seventh hour, even Besoch HaMoed. By Zutra Masni Hachi, he has a little bit of a different transmission. Mosiv Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Esekash on Rav Chiz and Rav Avuna, who assume that according to Rav Yudhi, you need minimum of three bedikos. Here the Brisa says, Rav Yudhi Omer Koshal Obodak B'yechem Yishlosh Shaprakam Alol Shuvein Obodak. Alma b'shuvein obodek hu depligi. When Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in the Braisa as arguing the Chachamim, it was shuvein obodek, meaning that there are only three possible time periods for bedika. Elos, therefore the Gemara concludes, Rabbi Yehuda nami im lo bodak omar. When Rabbi Yehuda says that not only is he bodek on the night of the 14th, but he's also bodek in the morning, he meant im lo bodak. If he wasn't bodek at the night, then he's bodek in the morning. And what is the machlok shin Rabbi Yehuda? Chachom hachom hachom ifli. Mar sovar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mekame isure in. Before the shas isur chometz, you can require and get involved in bedika. But basar isur, we get to the beginning of the seventh hour, and chometz is also midaraisa, lo, we're not going to allow him to do bedika. Why? Gzera dilma asi lemechli mine. While he's doing the bedika, and he picks up chametz in his hands, he may inadvertently put the chametz into his mouth. For Rabbanan Savri lo gazrinon. The Rabbanan never accepted this gzera, and therefore even after Shas Yisur, you have to be bodek. And we're not afraid that he might come and eat the chametz while he's looking for it, because when he's looking for it, he wants to destroy it. He's not going to eat it. Now, the mitzvah on a Doraisa level is on the 16th of Nisan, we bring what's called the Minchas HaOmer. Until all that point, until that moment in time when the Omer is brought, all the new crop from this year that was planted post Tezayin B'Nisan, all that is Asur Mi Doraisa Mi Din Chadash. So the Gemara wants to know, are the people, the bakers and so forth, who want to sell their goods, are they allowed to prepare all that stuff, you know, all the food from the grains, up to the Omer, and therefore, as soon as the Omer is brought, you know, right there, they're selling their goods in the field, because everything becomes Yosham. Umigos, the Rabbi Yehuda, are we going to say the Rabbi Yehuda when you're doing a bedika, and you're holding on to chametz, you may come tempt to eat the chametz, Dilma Asil Michol Mineh, you may come to eat the chametz, Vosnan, we have a Mishnah Masechta Menachos, Mishakarev HaOmer. Lo and behold, on the very day of Tetzayim B'Nisan, the 16th of Nisan, after they brought the Omer, Yotzim U'motzim Shukei Yerushalayim V'Maleim Kemach V'Kolit. The markets of Yerushalayim are full of everything that was Chadash until this point, and now became Yoshan. Here on Daf Yud Alf, Shalom Baratzim Chachamim Osu, the Chacham objected to it. They don't want you to handle all this Chadash and prepare it, and bake it, and bring it out to the marketplace, and wait for the heter of the Omer. They're afraid you might come to eat it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudo Meir Baratzen Chacham Ayu Osim. Chacham had no problem. Is what do we see? Lo Kagazer Rabbi Yehuda Dilma Asil Michal Mineh. He's not afraid that you might come to eat Minach Chadosh. And certainly then, Rabbi Yehuda should be, in a case where he's doing Bedikas Chametz, he should not be afraid, Besoch HaMoed, meaning after Shas Yisur, that he might come to eat it. Amar Rav, and with this we'll conclude, Shani Chadosh, Mitoch Shelo Yitartelo El Al Yidei Kituv, Hu Zachur. The exception to the rule is chadash, meaning the rule is that if you're going to handle this kind of prohibited non-kosher foods like chavetz after Shas Yisuro, we're really afraid, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you might come to eat it. We don't want that to go on. And we have the gzeir. But chadash, we're not going to have the gzeir. Why? Because there are two isurim in chadash. There's one isur called ktsira, and then there's another isur called achila. In order to circumvent the isur of ktsira, then they required kituf. They required that he rip out the grains with his hand, and they made a shinui, so it's not a real ktsira, because you're not allowed to be kotzer tvua chadosha before the ktsira sa'omer. And therefore, Reu Zohar, he's certainly going to remind himself that he's not allowed to eat this, and he knows it because he's doing kituf instead of normal ktsira. But in the case of chametz, there's nothing to remind him. He's used to eating chametz all year round. When he picks up the chametz during Pesach, we're afraid, Rabbi Yehuda's afraid, that he might come to eat it toch kidei his bidik. In Omer, the Torah says, in Vayikra Chaf Gimel, in Parsha Zemer, it says, Reishis Ktsirchem, which means, She Rishon Lechol Tfuos HaNiktsoros. The Achronim asked the following question. Rashi in Menachah seems to assume that after Ktsiros Omer, you're allowed to cut from the Chadosh with a Kli, even before the Akrovas HaOmer. So why aren't we Choshesh with regard to Tvua Nektseres B'motzei Yontif after Ktsiros HaOmer? Maybe he'll come to eat it. Because since he's doing a Ktsira Kedarka without any Shinui. So the Rashash says that we're not Choshesh for Ktsira B'Laila, and therefore the Chachamim did not institute a Gzera for a milsel or shchicha. Now, Tosa Shita at the beginning of the Sech de Psochim is that the entire reason for Bdikas Chametz is because we're afraid of Shem Yovel Liochlo. And certainly Rabbi Yehuda was choshish for that. And he admits that there's a chi of Bdika. But the Gemara asks that Lishitoso, in the case of the Yisur Chodosh, we're not choshish Shem Yovel Liochlo. And therefore, we shouldn't be okay the mitzvah of bir chametz because of a chash of shema yavo liochlo. And it could be that lo choshu lekach el bizman meruba, avalim lo yivdo kodem ha-pesach, yavo liochlo b'meshach ha-pesach. Okay then. And again, this entire sugya of Kikar B'Shmei Korah that we covered before this Mishnah would seem to be ample proof, as Tosafot points out, to be a Masechta, that the whole reason for Bdika is Rabbanu Choshesh, in a case of Lobadal Mine, Inish Mine of Chometz, that he might come to eat it. And therefore, in the case of Chometz B'Shmei Korah, he might actually come to eat the Chometz if it'll fall down from the rafter. When the Mishnah says Yivdok B'socha Moed, Rashi says that means B'zman HaBir, which is the sixth hour. And Yivdok Li'acha Moed means from the seventh hour of the 14th of Nisan until Laila. And this is all the Shitas, so the Rashi holds that the reason for Bedikas Chometz is Kadesh Lo Lavar Olaval Bayro Bay Motze. So therefore it's impossible for Rashi to interpret the Le'achar Moed Kipshuto means after a Pesach, because after Pesach he's no longer in violation of Bayro Bay Motze. There'll be no point to the Bedika. Now the Marshal points out that even though our Mishnah is talking about a case of a bedika after bittel, which is only derabbanan, because if there was no bittel, even Rabbi Yehuda would certainly be modu the chacham that you have to be bodek even during Pesach in order to avoid bal yirah bal motzi. So obviously we're after bittel, and after bittel, even according to Rashi, the reason for bedika is shem yovel liochlo, and we have that chashash even after Pesach because Chometz Shavu Lo HaPesach is Osir Banos. So he's got to clear out his house of any Chometz that was over all of us a Pesach. But nevertheless, the Chachom were not Mechayiv a Bedika, but rather Chometz, which
which kind of chametz generates bedikah. That's only where without bittul he would violate bal yorabei matzah. But here, even in the absence of bittul, he would not violate bal yorabei matzah. We're only talking about chametz shavuot of Pesach. And the takanas chachamim bedikah and biur is not some sort of new, you know, isur that you're not allowed to be mekayim chametz b'shuscha, but rather it's a chashash of shem yavo liyachlo, and they were misaken that we don't rely on bittul, as the Ran says at the beginning of the Masechta to explain Rashi. Memelo, we would violate bal yorabei matzei on chametz on a derabbanan level, and therefore liachar Pesach there's no chiyuv b'dikah and biur because there's no isur bal yorah at that point. However, Tosus rejects Rashi because he says, if so, then the Chachamim should have said b'shas biur or liachar biur, which would parallel the language of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Ran gives the teretz for this in order to defend Rashi. So this is where we're going to stop. And Amir Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with Omale Abaye, which is five lines down from the top of Daf Yud Aleph, Omen Aleph.